Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scott Wong is a senior reporter with The Hill newspaper. And Scott, I'm glad to have you here this morning. I assume you have gone through the list of all the senior elected officials, Republican and Democrat, who were tweeting last night and putting out press statements. What do we think? Is this the predictable reaction based on which political party you're affiliated with?
I think so. I think the reaction has been pretty partisan so far. Republicans falling in line with the president, saying this basically exonerates the president and it is case closed. And Democrats, including the 2020 candidates that you mentioned, saying there are still a lot of questions that remain, and that the fight heads to Capitol Hill next, and that Barr should testify before Congress, and pointing to this idea that the Mueller report said that it did not exonerate the president from the obstruction of justice allegations. So really seizing on the obstruction of justice stuff, sort of ignoring the fact that the report concluded that Trump and his campaign officials did not collude with the Russian government back in 2016.
Yeah, you know, Scott, one of the things that's bothered me throughout this entire discussion is the lack of specificity about what the allegations really were. Collusion. Oh, okay, well, what does that mean? Now we're going to talk obstruction of justice. What is the allegation? Are they saying that the president shredded documents? He put a gun to somebody's head and say, you either testify this way or I'll kill you or your family. I mean, those are things that do happen in other places around the world. And I think we've got to get to the bottom of that. And I'm not sure that that's what Democrats are trying to get to, is clarity about what the accusations are or are not.
Well, I think Democrats do want some clarity and specificity about what the allegations actually are. I think some of them do know more specifics than they are allowed to say, but that is why we're hearing calls from Democrats to release the entire Mueller report. Mm-hmm. Whether that happens or not is still unknown.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think, Scott, if Robert Mueller had, if someone sat in front of Robert Mueller and said, you know what, 6 months ago, Donald Trump himself called me and said, I'll give you $1 million if you testify to this. And I know it's not the truth, but I want you to do this. Don't you think that would have been the conclusion? It wouldn't have been an inconclusive thing or a situation like, well, I'm just not sure whether to indict him. Don't you think somebody like Robert Mueller would have really pushed for an indictment? Are we into nuance area here, or am I misreading it?
No, I think you're right, and I think we probably would have had more leaks come out if it was that egregious blatant. And that specific and blatant. Yes, exactly. But in this partisan environment, I think, you know, the Democrats are not going to rest, you know, until every question is answered. Certainly, they now have control in the last 3 months of investigatory powers, subpoena powers, yeah, leading the House of Representatives. That's really going to be the focus of where this heads next, as they try to compel Bill Barr and perhaps, as you mentioned, Robert Mueller to testify on Capitol Hill.
We're talking to Scott Wong, who's the senior reporter for The Hill newspaper up in D.C. And of course, all of this plays right into the discussion of the many Democrats who are running for their party's nomination to challenge Donald Trump for the presidency in 2020. And you're focusing on Joe Biden, I understand, in an article that you've released this week. Did he come out and say anything yesterday? I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either. Yeah. And I think that sort of speaks to Joe Biden's advantage in hanging back and not announcing, we're expecting not until perhaps mid-April, because he could sort of evaluate the landscape and see, you know, which responses are playing well, what other candidates are saying. And he's been doing that in terms of all of these other policy prescriptions that have been popping up in the 2020 campaign, like the Green New Deal, like Medicare for All, reparations for slavery, are just some of the ideas that have been debated already in this very early 2020 contest.
And he gets to duck out on some of those by not having to answer those questions. And what makes me wonder, though, whether the far left base of the Democrat Party, and I guess we could debate how large that is, whether they will be dissatisfied by the fact that Joe Biden doesn't seem to want to engage in some of the really hot button issues that they care about.
Already, they do not see Biden as one of their own. And, yeah. And there have been several critical comments already targeting Joe Biden. And eventually, when he does get in, he will need to weigh in on these, very far left ideas, Green New Deal and Medicare for All, because he's going to be asked every day on the campaign trail by reporters and by the voters who he's meeting with in some of these early voting states. I think, though, that some of these ideas, because they've hung out there for a number of months, have taken a little bit of a hit, right? I mean, the critics have really attacked Green New Deal and Medicare for All specifically and picked it apart and picked the ideas apart. And you're seeing even members of leadership in the Democratic Party question the price tag of Medicare for All. And I think that benefits really somebody like Joe Biden, somebody who's running as a centrist deal maker who's reaching across the aisle more than anyone else.
And the polls I've seen amongst Democrat voters, Joe Biden's on top or near the top. Have you seen anything that varies from that?
No, I've seen all the same polls you're looking at. He is leading the pack, even though he has not announced. But there are people like Bernie Sanders who are close on his heels. And I think part of the reason why Biden is on top right now is because of name ID, right? Everybody in the country knows who he is, and that's helping boost him in the polls. Everyone knows his profile. But as voters get more familiar with some of these other challengers like Kamala Harris, who's been rising steadily in the polls, I think you're going to see some of those numbers fluctuate quite a bit.
Yeah. Scott Wong, senior reporter for The Hill, going to be a busy day for you. I better let you get out there and start talking to people. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.